Hello, everybody. Open your Bibles today to the book of Numbers, chapter 15. That is the fourth book of the Pentateuch, the book of Numbers, chapter 15. I'm going to read in this chapter the last few verses, starting in verse 37. I'm reading from the Darby translation, Numbers chapter 15 and verse 37. And Jehovah spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak unto the children of Israel and bid them that they make themselves tassels on the corners of their garments throughout their generations, and that they attach to the tassel of the corners of corners a lace of blue, and it shall be unto you for a tassel or a fringe, that you may look upon it and remember the commandments of Jehovah and to do them, that you seek not after the lusts of your own heart and your own eyes, after which you go a-whoring, that you may remember to do all my commandments and be holy unto the Lord your God." And so we get this little ordinance here. We call it the ordinance of the lace of blue. And I'd like to take a few minutes just to look at that, what the significance of this is for us today as believers. Of course, we're not literally under the law here. We don't literally tie a cord of blue to the fringe of our garment. But Numbers is the book of the journeys of the children of Israel. It's the what they generally call, or what we generally refer to, as the wilderness book, the fourth book, the trials and the temptations in the wilderness. And it's here in the wilderness of this world as believers that we are to show forth our heavenly position, our Christian life. And I believe that's what the cord of blue represents. You know, the Israelite was to take this cord of blue. Some translations give a ribbon of blue, or a rope of blue, a little, or a thread of blue, various translations, and tie it to the corners of their garments. That is, the blue is right down on the ground, near to the ground. And it's sort of like, put it this way, we can understand it this way, it's where the rubber meets the road. And the color blue is significant, because blue is the heavenly color. It speaks of what is heavenly. And you know, dear friends, that as Christians, we are heavenly people by position. But we ought to be heavenly people by practice. And this cord of blue, or lace of blue, as we have here in the Darby translation, a lace of blue, was to be a reminder to the Israelite that they were connected to the Lord God, to Jehovah their God, and to remember and to do all his commandments. And for us as Christians, this has a word, that we know that we're heavenly, we're seated in the heavenlies. You know, when you come to the Epistle to the Ephesians, for example, we see that the believer is seated in the heavenlies, and that our warfare also is in the heavenlies, that the assembly is in the heavenlies. But then, that's in the first three chapters of Ephesians, but when you come to the last three chapters of Ephesians, you see it's all practice, all what is related to what happens down here on earth, sort of where the rubber meets the road, or where the lace of blue touches the ground, so to speak. And there we see, as Christians, our responsibilities as employees or as employers, our responsibility in our assembly relationships, our responsibility as husbands or wives or parents or children. In other words, that we remember that we're heavenly, and therefore we ought to bring our heavenly position into the practical things down here in the wilderness, in our life, in our world that we're passing through. Like I said, the lace of blue is a reminder of our heavenly position, that we are heavenly people, that we belong to the Lord, but we're living here on the earth. It's where it touches the earth. We should live it out down here. And we get a similar thing to Ephesians and Colossians in this aspect, in chapter 3, verse 1. "If therefore you have been raised with Christ, seek the things which are above, where the Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Have your mind on things that are above, not on things on the earth. For you have died, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ is manifested, who is our life, then shall you also be manifested with him in glory." And so what the Apostle Paul says here in Colossians chapter 3, that our life is actually in the heavens. Our life, this new life we have life in the Son of God. And he is there in the heavens. This is our life. Christ is our life. The old life has been put away. What we were in Adam is done. It's been crucified in God's sight, although, of course, we still have the flesh in us. But as far as our standing goes, we are in Christ, we are connected with Him, we are in the Son, and He is our life. Christ, who is our life. And of course, when Christ appears in glory, we will appear with Him in glory. That life will be manifested. But now it's hidden to the world, but it's nonetheless real. But He says, because of that, because of the fact that Christ is seated at the right hand of God and He is our life, the apostle says, set your mind on things above where Christ is, to have our affections there, to have our mind there, to have our thoughts there. And then we get this practical effect in verse 5 of chapter 3. He says, put to death therefore. Therefore means because you are heavenly, because your life is hid with Christ and God. And by setting your mind on things above where Christ is, put to death therefore your members which are on earth, fornication, uncleanness, vile passions, evil lusts, unbridled desire, which is idolatry. And on account of those things, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. How do we have victory in our life? How do we not go along with the current and the flow of the world? Well, having our mind set on things above and putting our affections, our thoughts there. You know, we're living in an age when our minds are filled with everything from the world because, you know, we're on social media, Facebook and Twitter and the news and entertainment, and it goes on and on and on and on. So our minds are filled with this stuff. But the apostle says, no, put your mind on things above where Christ sits on the right hand of God. You see, that's the lace of blue of Numbers chapter 15. It's a reminder that we're heavenly and to have our affection and our mind there. But the lace of blue was on the bottom of the garment, the hem of the garment, where it touched the ground. So bringing it down here in our practice, in our walk down here. Well, you know, as we often say, the eyes see farther than the feet can walk. We understand these things to be true. It's a lot harder to practice. But I would encourage you today to think of this, consider the fact that we are heavenly, and that is the source of our grace and of our power. Not by putting ourselves under the law. Sin shall not have dominion over because you're not under the law, but you're under grace. It's grace that gives us victory, enables us to walk. And that grace tells us that we're heavenly people, that we're seated with Christ in the heavenlies. That's the lace of blue. And remember, as you walk through the world, you're wearing a lace of blue, and it's touching the earth, and may in a practical way touch the earth as you bear testimony to the Lord Jesus down here. Amen.